Well, you're listening to Quad Rocks, God, the World, and Other Things. I'm Kenny Price, your host. Our mission, you got it, advancing equilibrium in the midst of an agitated world. Hey, my friends, this is Season 19, Episode 404, title, Lord of the Ring. Singular, Lord of the Ring. Subtitle, God is the God of Miracles, Big and Little. Now, as I tell you this story, you're going to listen to it and say, that can't be true. Kenny has to be fabricating this. But my friend, I guarantee you, this is the absolute truth. As you listen to the story at the end, you're going to come away encouraged, inspired, and relieved to know that regardless of what we're seeing happen in the world right now, if you and I know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have nothing to fear. This is Sunday, April 7th, 2024. Yesterday, as I was leaving the soccer fields, a woman was coming off the curb. I struck up a conversation with her, and I had the opportunity to share the gospel with her. She professed that she was a Christian, and she told me she had just left her car and was listening to a podcast about the end times, about the book of Revelation. I shared with her, well, I have an entire podcast series on that. So we began to talk about the end times. And I'm telling you, it's on everyone's mind. A lot of people are under pressure. A lot of people have a lot of questions. But I stand here today, I sit here in my podcast chair to tell you that Jesus Christ is on the throne. My wife went out of town to visit her father in Texas, who was celebrating his 95th birthday, 95 years. Her sibling from California and her two siblings who lived there locally in Texas were all able to come together and spend a full week at her sister's house, her youngest sister, her baby sister. They had a wonderful time. Right before she left, she helped me bring a large tree trunk down. We had a maple tree in the backyard, three trunks. The trunk that was leaning, getting ready to fall, was over 60 feet long. She helped me get all the scrub brush taken to the street. Here where we live, they'll actually come by. You don't have to even bind it up. You pile it up, and they do an amazing job. Come in, pick it up, clean it up. So she got all that done. But while she was gone, I was determined I was going to cut up that 60-foot tree and get it moved. My son came over after I got all the trunk cut up with a cheap electric chainsaw, which was amazing in itself that it actually worked on this large maple tree that my son helped me cut, split all the wood. And I'm freestyling this because I want to get this message out. This is coming from the heart. So got it completely cleaned up. And a friend of mine, Mountain Man Mike, whom he's been on my show, Other Things With ... So check that out, YouTube, Other Things With ... You can find the Other Things With Mike Ferguson, Mountain Man Mike. But so I called him and I did a FaceTime, or actually I sent him some photographs and asked him, is the tree worth saving? Because at the very base of that huge trunk, it was rotten in the middle. It was sawdust and dirt. It had carpenter ants and termites. Okay, he looked at it. He knows what he's talking about. And he said, well, those are there because it's root rot. They did not cause the problem. They are there because the center of the tree at that point was rotting. But he said that if I was to fill it in with concrete, that the other two trunks would probably live, maybe, who knows, another 10 years. So it was worth trying to save. So I went to the Home Depot, and bought two 50-pound bags of concrete, came back, finished cutting that trunk flat down so that water would not stand. It would run off. And then I mixed the concrete literally inside that hollowness of the trunk. I scooped out all the debris all the way down to where I could feel roots, which was pretty awesome. So I mixed the concrete in the hole. And by that time, it was very late, and I was very sore from all the work that I'd done. I was very sore and very fatigued. And it was getting dark, so I decided, okay, I'm not going to let this thing sit here. I'm going to clean up the mess. So I started cleaning up the mess and the concrete and the trowel and the bucket. And I don't know if you've worked with concrete, but it kind of gets everywhere, the powder does, and it's hard to clean up. So I'm working with the water hose. I had to hook that back up, which in our house is a pretty hard ordeal because of the way the spigot is shaped and all these things. So here I am, totally fatigued, have to pull the water hose. It's a big backyard. So I'm cleaning up. At the point I'm almost finished, the water hose is wrapped around this large flat garden cart that I use to carry a lot of stuff from the house out to this tree. So by this time, I'm really spent. I'm shot. So I thought, I'm not going to sit here and have to chase this water hose around the cart. So I grabbed it and kind of took it and was going to whip it from around the cart like a guy throwing a bull whip. And so when I did that, and my hand went straight out because I was flipping it hard, that my wedding ring shot off my finger and went straight out and landed in the yard. It was straight off my finger. So where my hand was pointing, that's right where the ring landed, about 20 or 30 feet from me. Okay, by this time, like I said, it's almost dark. My legs are killing me. My back is killing me. I'm tired. I've been working all day on this project. And I thought to myself, I'm going to wait until I get my grabber hand. I have a pickup tool that helps me because I do have some problems in my legs with pain and neuropathy, et cetera. And, you know, that's what happens after you've been hit by a car and run over by a forklift and fall out of a tractor trailer rig when you're young. So I use a pickup tool to help expedite picking things up flat off the ground. So get everything cleaned up. I had taken my Jeep to the back, backed it in to unload the concrete so I would not have to carry 100 pounds of concrete from the driveway. So I move the Jeep, get everything cleaned up, go in the house. I take off my watch, which I put in this glass tray that I have on a counter, and then I realize I don't have my wedding ring. So I thought, I really don't want to go out there and look for the wedding ring. I'm really shot, but I thought, no, I don't want to leave it. So I go back out in the dark. I've got a headlamp that I got from Harbor Freight, you know, one of those like a miner's headlamp, LED, really bright. So I'm out there, and since I had used all of the water hose and all this, the grass was glistening. I couldn't tell metal from water glistening. It was all sparkling. I looked and looked and looked and could not find the ring. So I said, God, you can cause this ring to be made known. And it's really sad to lose it over such a silly thing. But I thought, I can't do anything about it. I looked and looked. So I went back in the house, got a shower, got cleaned up, went to bed. First thing in the morning, beautiful day, got up, went outside, thinking surely it's going to be easily visible because it was so visible. I wasn't really worried about picking it up at the moment it came off. No ring. Then I began to think, oh man, I backed the Jeep back and forth to get it out of the backyard. And more than likely, evidently, I must have crushed the ring into the ground. So I prayed about it and just said, God, it would be amazing if you would cause the ring to be known. And this has happened many times in my life, and I've shared that aspect of the way God works in my life in other podcasts. So I believe absolutely he can do this, but no ring. So I talked to my wife, and because of the fact that it was getting loose enough to come off, that she said, well, we just need to buy another ring. And I actually had another ring for when my fingers were thinner. And she said, let's see if that ring works. So today, this is Sunday, a few days later, afternoon, I'm taking out the giant rolling carts to the curb for trash pickup on Monday. Coming back, there in the middle of this long asphalt driveway was my wedding ring. Did you hear what I just said? My wedding ring was laying in the middle of the driveway in the front yard. And I called my wife, and we picked it up, and I said, this is an undeniable miracle. It doesn't even make sense, except for the fact that God heard my cry, and he gave me back my wedding ring. Now, dear friend, I am sharing this with you, not to brag, but to boast about God and his loving kindness, that on something so simple, really, according to the world standards of cataclysm and disasters, it was not a thing. The ring itself is tungsten carbide, which I love, but because I've not had success with keeping rings, just like this event, that I found that, hey, tungsten carbide is a beautiful metal. It's impervious to rust or decay, and so I don't really care whether it's made out of gold or copper or whatever, as long as it doesn't turn my finger green and people can see that I'm a married man. I love the wedding ring, and my wife actually had a matching band that we wore together. The bottom line is, it wasn't about the cost. The ring was not that expensive. It was not made out of 14 karat gold. It was the principle of just something so silly to lose something so carelessly. My friend, I want to encourage you that if God can hear the cry over an inexpensive wedding ring that I could afford to replace and give it back to me in such a dramatic way, that right now, as we look at the world's circumstances And Israel is heating up for a major war with ultimately Iran, and Ukraine is in the middle of a major war, that all of this is brewing to where it could become a literally another world war, which is a giant tragedy on all accounts. And the political landscape in our country and the moral landscape in our country, that's all in decay. So many people in massive debt, the most consumer debt in the history of the United States. And all of the cultural maladies that we are experiencing, like never before, that there is a lot of stress in people's lives. And as you listen to this podcast, you may be in a position to where you're under a lot of stress. I just heard today about a friend of ours who he and his wife had a child by accidental death, died as a baby in a camping accident. It was a tragedy. I just received word that their son died in a motorcycle accident. Folks, this is tragedy upon tragedy, heartache upon heartache, and it comes to all of us. But against the backdrop of a real tragedy, against the backdrop of a world in calamity, that I share with you, dear friend, if you will turn to Jesus, if you don't know him, that he cares about everything that's going on in your life and my life and in this world. And make no mistake about it, he is God on the throne. It doesn't matter what the climate presently looks like in this world, pardon the pun. And though it may look like the Church of Jesus Christ is non-existent, always, always, always keep in mind that the Church of Jesus Christ is never gone. The Church of Jesus Christ is never completely down for the count. If you look at the landscape today where the church should be a voice speaking to the culture about all of the terrible things that have happened to our nation, that you would say to yourself, well, the church is dead. No, the church is the church, the real church, the body of believers who make up the body of Christ are very much alive. And God is at work in his universal church, all people who know him as personal Lord and Savior. And so at the moment, Satan has got the ball and he's on a hard run. And it looks like he's heading for the goalpost and going for a major touchdown to slam that ball. But I want to encourage you, friend, it's not the truth. The truth is God is on the throne. The truth is God answers simple prayers and complex prayers. And so today, if you're hurting, take time after you listen to this podcast to just stop and to cry out to God and say, Uncle, I surrender. You might not be familiar with that phrase. When we were little kids and we play and someone would have us down and pinned to the ground, if we got to a point where we would say to ourselves, well, I can't overpower them. They've got me down in a headlock. You know, Jimmy Superfly Stuka's jumped off of the wrestling ring and they've taken me down. That you would cry out, Uncle, Uncle, okay, I give, you win. When we come to a place in our spiritual lives to where we say to God, Uncle, I surrender all to you. I freely give my life, my heart, my mind, my soul, my everything, that my friend Jesus steps in, and it's a wonderful thing. I tell you, one time I was talking to a person that I know who is a very successful businessman, and someone asked him, tell me how you came to know Jesus Christ. And he just sat there and looked at him, and he said, it was a wonderful thing. We were expecting for him to say more. He just said, it was a wonderful thing. Well, my friend, it's a wonderful thing. This is a wonderful life. Jesus is Lord of all, and he's going to take care of business, big and small. And with that, my friend, I bid you peace.